is the Mike Caldas Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Today is one of those stupid fake holiday things, like Doctor's Day and Grandchildren's Day and all that. But if you have kids or if you just like to eat like me, it is Popcorn Day. And Ian Beckles introduced us to chef-inspired popcorn in South Tampa. You can go to cipopcorn.com. They were nice enough to drop off some popcorn for us, which I love. You cannot eat this one in Spanish. It's called Lover's Mix.
Oh.
And I already started the bag, so now if you take it, we're lovers, so don't touch it. But there's buffalo in there.
He's saving it for Pete.
Pete and I are the only ones that gotta have that.
If you need to travel anywhere that your family won't go with you, I'll totally go with you.
What else is in there? What else we got in there?
Let's see. We've got loaded baked potato.
Oh, that sounds really good. We had that last time.
I bet it is. I bet you love that. And buffalo ranch.
That's really good. Ooh. Last time it was buffalo blue cheese.
Ooh. Well,
you can mix the two.
Yeah.
Why don't you eat some buffalo and loaded baked potato and mix them together with the little lover's mix.
Oh, I've already tried it. Without the lover mix, though, of course. But
of course you have.
Fantastic.
Of course you have. Chef-inspired popcorn. Thank you to those folks for coming by and bringing us some popcorn. Dom Irera is in town. He's going to be stopping in the studio here in a minute.
Josh from Twitter actually said something that would be a great new game, a spinoff of Who Likes That Faggy Song? Who Likes That Faggy Movie? When's your Brokeback Mountain?
I love that movie.
Yeah, but that would be good. Somebody in this room.
What do? We act it out and you figure out? No, I don't know. Yeah, I love all the faggy movies.
Sure.
I love, that's my new thing now. I want movies that are either, I want dramas and sadness over comedy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All the comedy movies are the same now, right? Dom Irera, how are you, buddy?
Happy Popcorn Doctor Day. By the way, I get hit with the Spanish logic as soon as me and Bobby hit the elevator. We get in the elevator, Spanish says, we start talking to this lady, she gets off at 2, he goes, you know, the thing about 2 is people, they're either extremely nice or extremely grouchy. I said, what was she? He goes, I don't know, somewhere in the middle.
You idiot.
What are you, Yogi Bear?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Bobby Jewell doesn't get up early for anybody.
Oh,
this is nice seeing Bobby here. The last time he was here was, he only gets up for the big stars like Carla Bove. I think it was live.
On the run, LeBeouf.
Now, what's the end with that story with him? And now that that kid looks just like Sam Kinison, we're convinced of that. We know what's going on there.
I don't know if we should talk about this on the radio.
Why not?
He
talked about it.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he used to live next door to me.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. And he never stopped talking about his career. I'm thinking, Carl, I don't even care that much about my own career. We play ping pong and pool. He bumps smokes with my girlfriend and beers off me. Nice guy. And he tells me one day, he goes, I got to talk to you. And that's never something good. I got to talk to you.
Right.
What is it? You're one of the best people I ever met. I had to get that off my chest. it's always something serious. And he tells me about the kid not being his kid. And I said, but don't you love the kid? He goes, yeah. I said, well, then just stick with her.
No. No, because the kid looks too much like Sam. So every time he's like goes to kiss her goodnight, he goes, no. You know, one of those things.
Go to bed.
Every time he sees the kid now, he's got to think of Sam's sweaty body on top of his chick.
I heard that the owner of the Laugh Factory told me that Sam would take her upstairs in the balcony and Carl would be on stage and he would be doing her.
Oh, while Carl was there?
Yeah. That is rough.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's what Bobby Jewell does when you bring girls to sides. Don't bring a girl if you're a comedian. That is ridiculous. So then that means everybody knew anyway.
Well, I don't know. I don't know who knew, but I knew some wild stuff about them.
So who was banging Roseanne back in the day?
Tom Arnold.
No, before that.
Oh, I don't know.
Jimmy Schubert?
No, he was.
What was that? What kind of answer was that? I'm
not gonna say it.
He said, "Do nobody cares now."
Do the jig.
That's so old. I heard that Jimmy Schubert used to bang Roseanne when she was back in the comedy fad days. What do you know? You know something about something.
I know stuff.
What do you? At this point, it's kind of like a Deep Throat and the Watergate thing. You're going to die one day. You might as well get it all off your chest before you die.
You tell me I'm not looking good today?
No, you look fine. Just you never know. And
my eyes are closing.
What's wrong with your eyes?
I just thought
you were tired.
Well, I always look like this.
Yeah, me too. I got my father's Chinese eyes, but he's not Chinese.
You can get them lifted, you know.
You know what, though? So my thing is I got real puffy black eyes underneath because I've been getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning for 20 years. If I thought there was an operation that would decrease that without making me look like this, I would do it. Well, only because
The nightmare. You don't want to have that surprised look all the time.
Right. Or you don't want it to look like you had plastic surgery. You know, like I'd have no problem saying to somebody, yeah, I had a really problem puffy eyes, so I got it taken care of. But it just seems so vain if you look like the guy who went and had eye surgery.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or the lips that are puckered out all the time.
Yeah. Thankfully, I was born with sexy lips.
That's not the only thing that's sexy about you.
See? Now we're getting into the deep stuff.
I used to always think that. Remember that show, Swan? Wasn't it Swan?
Yeah, where they took a girl.
They would take a girl and they would do all the plastic surgery, so they would make a 5 like a 10. Uh-huh. They would give her boobs, they would do liposuction, they'd give her all this surgery. Well, she's going to go and marry some guy, and then they're going to have a kid, and it's going to look like a goddamn alligator because it has her genetics. You know, that's not changing anything.
I don't like fake boobs anyway.
Yeah.
Very bitter taste.
I thought that that show was the absolute worst show on television for people. Like, you were basically telling a woman, you're so ugly. We're willing to do all this fake stuff to you because that's how ugly you are. We feel bad.
We're willing to invest a lot of money in making you a little bit hotter.
Right.
You got nothing going right
we
now.
We can only boost you up 5 that's points. Right. The best we can do is by spending millions of dollars on you. I just got to the point where I don't care. I already married a hot chick, and she's locked in. I got kids and everything, so she can't leave.
That's good.
Right, so
she can't leave.
She can't go anywhere. So I do an endorsement for a company that does remarkable hair replacement. They do, you know, when I was a kid, it was Cy Sperling and the Hair Club for Men. They just flap a big old rug on you that everybody knew. But Dr. Bassin, you go to him, and they do this hair replacement. They have 3 different. They have a no scar, no laser, hair thickening. They have plenty of options for you. But I just don't care.
Rogan did the transplants and then just said the hell with it and shaved it.
Yeah, but he looks good like that.
Yeah. He's such a tough guy.
You know? Right.
But you know who? Well, I don't know if you can see the difference in my, see my hair?
Yes.
I got more hair now. I got like the back filled in.
Okay.
I'm on stage. You know, Tosh is a buddy of mine.
Right.
So we're watching each other's sets. We're going to try and help each other. And I'm on stage. I'm up at the balcony at the Laugh Factory. And he wore a baseball cap. And I remember seeing a bald spot on him. But he wore a baseball cap for like a year. And he texts me, he's got this lush hair.
Mm-hmm.
I go, what the hell happened to you? He goes, I go to this doctor, Dr. Goldman, who, by the way, was the boldest person I've ever seen. he didn't even have eyebrow hair.
You a burn victim?
I swear to God. Right. Yeah. And he did this thing. They stick these needles in your head, and you get...
They thicken it.
Yeah. You can't replace hair. Once it's gone, it's gone. But if there's still some thinness, and like the back is where they really help me.
Dr. Bassin sucks out the hair. And then reverse sucks it in the other place.
Spits it in your face.
But then now the new thing is that thing that everybody's doing where they give you little needles and it thickens up the hair that you have so it fills those spots. Sometimes I get up from here and I walk out and I look at the camera and I can see my bald spot in the back and I just laugh. I go, what's wrong with this TV? It makes me look
Or it's to the point now, whenever he goes to some of the wrestling events, whatever, people from above take pictures of his bald spots and tweet
at
him.
Bald spot.
He's like, here you go.
On Sunday, I was driving my wife's car. She's got a big headrest behind that I don't have in my car. And I leaned back for a second, and my bald spot actually stuck to the headrest. And I went, okay, now it might be getting on.
But I don't care. I don't care.
See, I don't care as much about that, but I can't deal with the fat look. Like, I have I did a special, you know, then we try and sell them. And I'm watching some of it, and I'm like my ass is so fat that the bottom of my jacket, like, points out a little.
Puffs a little? Yeah, I've been there.
That's disgusting.
What do you wear? What are you wearing, like a suit jacket?
Yeah.
Yeah, suit jackets don't look good if you got a duck ass.
No.
Yeah, you look like an old, Scrooge McDuck. Yeah, the big tail thing in the back.
Other than that, I can't complain.
Perfect. Dom Herrera is here. He's going to be at Sidesplitters, 960-1197, or sidesplitterscomedy.com. Show's happening tomorrow night and not tonight?
Not tonight.
Oh, good. Tomorrow night and Saturday night.
John Valby's there tonight. He's also very funny.
He is very funny. Plays the piano.
Friday and Saturday, it's great. Then Bobby and I will watch the NFC, AFC championship games.
Yeah, that's going to be a good day of football.
I saw on Twitter you weren't very happy with my Steelers winning against the Chiefs.
Well, because Andy Reid was very good to my cousin who was dying of cancer, and he took care of him, and I could never root against him.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah.
My cousin coached his two kids, and so I got a personal thing there. But I don't hate the Steelers enough. I mean, I think they're great. I think they could win. I think they could even beat New England. I don't think they're going to, but they
I hope so. I would like to see a rematch of Steelers-Green Bay because they beat us last time in the Super Bowl, so I would like to see that.
What an idiot for putting out that thing. Who's the receiver? Brown?
Yeah, Brown, yeah. Whatever, yeah, with Tomlin talking in the background. Yeah.
What is he thinking?
Sometimes those things fire up a team. Yeah. Coach is cool. Called
fire
up
the other team, too.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's true.
The problem is it was Facebook Live, so it wasn't like something he recorded and could go, oh, Tomlin just said that.
Out of context.
Yeah, I shouldn't put that out there, but it was live, so it was like, and then everybody captured, and they were like, hey, guess what they're calling you?
Yeah.
I love the way that guy runs, though, because he always, like, picks his hole. He
stops.
He'll just stop there. He's playing touch. He's playing touch football on the street.
How do more people not pick that up? I mean, he literally stops on every play, finds a hole, and shoots through it. You would think that most running backs would adopt that.
Because most coaches would be like, you're out of your mind. Yeah. What are you doing? You don't do that. You run, just go.
Got a 90% success rate
doing that. They'll be doing it now, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
Tomlin's a good coach.
Yeah.
And I know football, guys. I don't know if I ever told you this. I played freshman football at West Catholic High School.
Oh, CYO or against? No. Oh, wow.
105 pounds, but let me tell you. You know what? You know how I made the team?
How?
They didn't cut anybody.
Oh.
And I didn't know about that. I thought I made the team.
You thought you were on it? Yeah.
Then I found out they don't cut anybody. It's a few kids they had.
My son did not make the team in his school the other day.
I wouldn't want my kid playing football.
Flag football. He's 10.
Oh.
And I didn't know that. I was like, how are you having cuts on flag football? And I guess there was like 100 and something kids that want to play in like 20 positions. So,
oh, sure.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden I was like, you take the L away from flag football, you know what you have. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's not the way to do it now.
I love that word.
You know,
I like the full version of it.
What's your favorite word that you can't say? Like, you can't say society wise anymore?
F A G G O T T T.
Spell it better?
No, you can't. I mean, you can say it, but like the N word, I say. In context with a joke. I had a talk with Chappelle about this, not to be a name dropper.
Right.
And he said white guys were not allowed to say that word. I said, Dave, are you going to really restrict me from saying something in a great joke? You know, is that you? And he goes, you're right. Yeah, I take it back.
What is the great joke? See, I would be afraid to say it in the context of a great joke. What is a great joke that has the N-word in it?
I know a great one.
No, but I think your jokes are different. Yours is like, start with how many does it take, where his would be like, just part of the joke.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
His are hate fueled.
No!
A little bit.
Probably.
You got that at the Klan.
I didn't make them up.
No. Then in the Klan handbook that you have.
It's a very funny thing with like this whole, the racial thing is, I mean, I don't want to get heavy, but it's so confusing at times, you know. Like,
sure.
And it, like, and I, like, with the GA is okay. With ER, it's more...
I wouldn't say it's okay. It's more acceptable. Mm-hmm. It's a lighter form of the word.
Like, I was talking, you know, because I do a podcast and I do a show from the Laugh Factory, and this kid, a young kid, Marcinio Vance, I think his name was, and he's a good comic, young guy, black guy, and we were talking about slavery. And I felt much more comfortable talking about slavery because he was on the show and they could see we were buddies.
Right.
And my bit was, the gist of it was, I wouldn't even want to have slaves if it was legal because I live in a condo. And they would have nothing to pick. You know, I said, and I said, I'm not very assertive, so I'd be like, hey, man, if you're up, can you get me a beer? But, you know, it got laughs, and I don't know how on its own feet whether it had gotten laughs.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Funny's funny.
Yeah.
I was just saying this morning how I missed the R word, which now you have to say the R word. You can't say
the R word.
Retard. If you whisper it, you can say retard.
Oh,
that word.
See, now I don't say.
I don't say that either.
I take the long route. I say he's a real slow kid who seems happy or dribbles a lot. It's a long way around.
It's not as impactful.
No.
But it's one of those words like fag. Fag's such a great word.
Yeah.
But you don't have to use it with a homosexual.
No.
Like Spanish is a total fag.
We didn't use it. When I was a kid.
That's a Northeastern thing. Yeah.
Like, I would have, like, an example. You know, go like lunch with a friend of mine, and they go, can I say the word?
Yeah.
I go, what's the soup of the day? Because you're going to have soup in the daytime? What are you, a faggot?
Yeah, like, right.
Why does that make me anything?
Right.
But I mean, it didn't mean gay. It just meant like some kind of, like,
So that's
the
Philly.
C word in Ireland is totally acceptable.
For everything.
Right, yeah.
Jay Moore said that one time. He said, called somebody a fag. He goes, fag doesn't mean gay. Fag means you're a fag. It's totally different.
Yeah,
it's
totally
different. If you sit there and insult a homosexual and start calling him a fag or a fag, well, that's offensive. That's a violent, and that's wrong. But if you're using it in, so if you're going to sit here and call a disabled kid or a mentally slow kid the R word, that's terrible.
But you know what? That word is not, it's not offensive.
Hollywood made it offensive.
It makes, because all it means is slow.
It's slow, yeah.
I mean, it's like, there's so many words that.
Flame retardant. Things that use to slow down flames. I mean,
that's a retard that doesn't like fags.
You know, oh, come on.
I did.
That was good.
I was on Jimmy Fallon's show, and I did the word midget.
Yeah.
And they bleeped it. And I had some stuff that was pretty blue.
Bleeped it.
They bleeped midget. And I looked up midget, and it said a perfectly proportioned small person. Dwarf, on the other hand, is like...
The big head?
Snow White, you know, she's kind of helped the word dwarf along.
Right.
But dwarf is like kind of deformed. It's called dwarfism, the disease. And that's a serious disease. But midget is just... you're a midget in Texas if you're 4'10".
Right.
You know, it's like...
Most midgets don't care about midget. It's Hollywood midgets that care.
Yeah.
Like Midget Kiss was the only one people... We had Midget Kiss. You ever see them? Mini Kiss? They dress up like Kiss, and they grab instruments, do Kiss songs.
Yeah.
They came in and were very serious about, please don't use the midget word.
Little people.
So, of course, we just made all the callers call them midgets the whole time. Here. But most, like Brad Williams doesn't care. He's like, I'm a midget. That's it.
The midget is making money.
And they say...
Big money.
They say little people. That seems to be the most offensive.
That seems way more offensive, yeah.
I don't want to be known as...
Oh, you're like a person, but you're little.
I don't want to
you're
be like a rather large guy.
Yeah.
I'd rather just be the fat guy.
That's one thing I love about being Italian. We never cared about slurs. Hey, you greasy bez, guinea, whatever.
Big fat wop.
Yeah, it's like it never bothered me.
No. I don't think they were... I don't know. I don't think they were nearly as bad. You need a word with a hard G. The hard G's really get you.
You know where wop comes from?
I always thought it was without passport.
Without papers.
Without paper, yeah. That doesn't seem that offensive to me.
You see how intellectual you can be on this show?
Mm-hmm. We're a level above. It? Yeah.
Yes.
We're settling all the problems.
That's because you're not a faggot.
No.
That's right.
Who'd you vote for?
I voted for this woman. Bobby was just asking me outside whether it was real. I voted for this woman named Gloria, some Latin woman. I don't think she's on the ballot here.
Right.
But my mother's name is Gloria. My sister's name is Gloria. And
makes sense.
Doesn't it? I mean, I couldn't vote. I couldn't vote for either one of them.
Oh, I couldn't vote for Hillary. I didn't think Trump was going to be the savior, but I sure as hell wasn't going to vote for Hillary.
I got to admit, though, he's a little crazier than I thought. You know what it is? He never takes the high road. Never.
No.
He never says, you know what? It's a free country. Let them have their opinion. That's what makes the country beautiful. It's always like Meryl Streep is a washed up, a fake actress and overrated. Whoever said Meryl Streep was overrated?
Right, that's the problem.
It's like saying Michael Jordan really wasn't that good.
He can pick his battles.
Like Mike Pence, people hate him, whatever, but when he went to Hamilton and they were booing him and they asked him about it, he said, that's America. They're allowed to boo me.
Yeah.
You know, you're allowed to do
that.
See,
that's pretty classless on their part, though.
Yeah, I thought so, too. But, but his response took the high road and said, that's America. They're allowed
but
to
that's
have
what a
their
real
opinion.
Politician does. One thing about Trump, love him or not, is Trump. It's interesting, Phil Freudian slip. But he is what he is. I mean, he doesn't bend on anything.
No,
I mean, you can imagine trying to coordinate what he's going to say and how he's going to behave, because he just doesn't care.
No, if you were those guys in the back that had the guy who has to go out and do the spokesman or the PR spin guys, your minds are blown.
Well, you saw that picture on Twitter the other day of him saying that he was writing his inauguration speech, and it was him with a Sharpie with a yellow, like, legal pad. And I'm like, well, of course he's not writing his speech. And then I thought about it.
Maybe he is.
Maybe he is. Because he has the best speech writers in the world at his fingertips, and he was probably like, I got it.
Yeah.
You know?
I used to do a radio show, and he was on sometimes. It was at Trump Plaza in Atlantic City. It was WMMR, this big rock station in Philly in the 80s. And he was like, even trying to impress me. He goes, he says to me, I never give people raises. What I do is I give them like a vice president's title. They're happy with that and I don't lose any money. That's a little slippery, but,
He's smart.
He is smart.
He's smart. He wants all the money. He's going to do things where he, at the end, comes out on top. I don't... why we shouldn't do that with other countries.
So you voted for him.
I voted for him, and I'm not... I voted for him, and I talked about him, and I voted... I was really anti-Hillary. I couldn't believe that was their best choice and how they thought that they were going to win with
that. They got arrogant with it.
Yeah.
You know what? I was talking to somebody about it. We were saying that when they did that party the night before to raise and get voting, get people out voting,
right?
There was something so arrogant about it. I thought, I'm not, you know, I think this could hurt her.
Yeah.
You know, because people weren't relating to, you know, the Hollywood elite. I mean, they hate him enough anyway. Because they have a voice, they can talk about politics and be experts all of a sudden.
Yeah. I don't know. I am not like now. I'm not like, this is going to be the best 4 years. I don't know. I think it's going to be insane. I'm more excited of it from a radio point of view than I am for the country. But I would like to see, like, I think it would be great to have somebody in the position who's a non-politician, and we actually have a guy.
Well, that's what a lot of people are hoping.
And we actually have a guy who's got international relations and a guy who's a billionaire, and let's see what he can do. And if it works, it works. And if not, we're going to look at it and go, holy crap, remember when Donald Trump was president?
Right.
And I can't wait to go to Disney and see him as a robot. That's going to be my favorite part.
But I mean, I want to see, like, I do want to see the country unite again. It's really, you talk about wars. I mean, there could never be world peace when little leaguers' mothers can't get along.
Right.
You know?
You're right. I mean, you're absolutely right.
I just like to see a little bit more love in between the Democrats. Everybody's so stupid.
Yeah.
The Democrats are so stupid. The Republicans are so stupid. You know, well, somebody.
Facebook's making it a lot worse.
Yeah.
Because Facebook made me realize who I hate in my friends list. It's just the people. And I don't care who you voted for. It's just the people who are constantly complaining.
My friend's wife said to me, she was one of the first people I knew that admitted voting for Trump.
Right.
Because at first, I remember this was like, I had a guy go, listen, man, I'm voting for Trump. Don't say anything to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it was a dirty secret.
Yeah.
But she said, when I talked about the wall, and I was over in Delray Beach, we're at this bar, and I said, but how's he going to build a wall and have them pay for it? And she goes, you know what her answer was? Oh, you'll see. He'll do it.
Right, right.
What kind of answer is that?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
You watch. It'll get done.
Now he's already like,
we'll pay for it. Maybe they'll pay us back. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But it was nice to see a guy with balls enough to get up there and go, we got to stop this, even if it means building a goddamn wall.
I think they should tell the truth what it is. Any hot chicks, forget it. You're allowed in no matter what.
Yeah. Hot Mexicans? Yeah. Hot, not just Mexicans. Any
anything.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you think they're turning down beautiful Swedish girls at the border?
No. Funny. Are you got a girlfriend?
Not here. Not in this
not
country.
Not with you. Not in this country.
Yeah, I was going out with this girl. I was in Perth I was in Australia for a month, and it's so weird when you like start to fall for somebody and then you got to go
leave the country
7,500 miles.
Yeah. How did that come? When do you meet her? You just roll up?
She was one of my drivers. Drove me around to gigs.
Uh-huh.
She was hot, man. She was like a dancer, driver, security person.
Doesn't make me feel very safe. Don't worry. Wendy's got your back.
Well, if you break down, you have entertainment.
Yeah. And it went well with the two of you?
Yeah, it went too well, but then it was over. You know, I mean, she still calls and texts and all that stuff.
It's like Greece. You guys leave Danny and Sandy.
not quite. But it's, you know, if I had known I was going to look like this when I got this age, I would have probably taken care of myself better.
Yeah. What have you done?
What's that?
What were you going to do? Run a little?
Yeah, stretch. Eat right.
That's all it takes.
How old is Rogan with that 18-year-old body that he has?
What's he in his middle 40s, I guess?
He really looks good. But he does all sorts
of crazy
stuff.
He's so strong.
Stuff.
He's unbelievable. He's like... He's
lifting like kettlebells. And
Joe Rogan is 49 years old.
Yeah.
Joe doesn't... He never hugs you hard because I think he's afraid he'll kill you.
One of the greatest things with Joe Rogan was when he was doing Fear Factor, and one of the guys got mouthy and pushed one of the girls or something, and Rogan was ready to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
him get mad,
and he
times.
Will, he we, could.
We would shoot, we shot pool a lot the last couple of years, and sometimes a drunken kid would come up to him, and I'd just see him like, "Oh,
yeah.
I'm not allowed to hit anybody, but boy, if I could, you know." When Joe came around. I knew him from New York and from Montreal, so we were kind of, just try to protect him a little from, because his temper and everything. Pot helped, they used to call him my little ball of anger.
Oh, yeah?
But pot helped Joe more than anybody I've ever seen. Like, it just because...
Chill out?
I mean, he had two beautiful kids, too, but...
Yeah.
It chilled out, yeah, too, in a major way, because he used to just get like, I said, Joe, you're eating yourself up, man, it ain't worth it. You know, it's so much anger, but now he's like the opposite.
Yeah.
And he takes care of everybody. He, like, looks out for Joey Diaz.
Yeah.
And for Ari Shaffir.
Bert,
and, yeah.
Segura.
He says to me one night, he goes, what are you doing next week? When's the last time you did the show? I said, I don't know, a few months ago. He goes, want to do it next week? I wasn't even planning on it. I said, yeah, you know, because I don't want to hit on him.
Right.
I go to show. This is how powerful the show is. I go to Australia. There's two rows of teenage boys that got the front seat so that they could goof around with me because they knew everything I said on that show.
From Rogan show, imagine? Yeah. That's amazing. But at the same time, the success of Rogan's podcast is really given comedians the belief that they could do their own podcast.
Yeah.
And some of them need to stop. It's too many now.
It's getting
ridiculous.
But now it's like, who doesn't have a podcast?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like every comedian that comes in here is like, now you do yours what? From the Laugh Factory?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's different. And also, you've been around for a long time, and you got things to talk about. You got stories to tell.
Well, yeah.
Jerk off now that's done 5 minutes of open mic thinks they could do a show.
I had a really funny one a couple weeks ago with Bobby Lee.
Oh, I love Bobby.
He's so honest. He's so crazy.
Yeah.
And
gay or not?
Nah.
Kind of gay?
Partially, maybe.
Sometimes
maybe,
gay.
Maybe for, you know, like an experimental.
If I ask you this question, Dom Herrera, are you gay?
Yeah.
No, answer it.
Oh, no, I didn't mean gay. Yeah. I just came out. Right. I didn't realize it.
Yeah, maybe you prove
my
point.
So if you ask me the question, what?
Dom Herrera, are you gay?
No.
Okay. So I said to Bobby Lee, I didn't ask him. I said, you're gay. And he said, you think so? And I go, yes, you're totally gay. And he's like,
you really
I
think
know.
He is?
I think that's part of why he's so crazy.
Yeah.
I think is that he gets a lot of hot chicks.
He needs a man in his life. He's got a beautiful girlfriend.
I know, but he also was very interested in one of my handsome friends. We were eating dinner together, and the minute that guy got up, he's like, who's that guy? What's his deal? Is he a girlfriend? I'm like, you're gay. You're totally gay.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he's so nuts. Is that his girlfriend?
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
See, I might be gay for her.
I couldn't be gay if I wanted to. I couldn't get in gay shape. I couldn't do the ab work.
Yeah, I was talking to my best friend Pete before he called in, and I was like, if Pete was better looking, I could have we'd have the best life ever.
But imagine being rejected by dudes. Like, it's not bad enough by women.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, pal, take off. Will you?
Oh, I'm not gonna lie.
I don't think so, dude.
We have girls in here, and like hot girls and stuff. We make them go around the room and rate us from least to most bangable. And they'll always put me like second or third just because it's my show.
Right,
I know
right.
it. Yeah. But then we'll deal with gay guys every once in a while. And if I'm not in that top three, I'm a little insulted by that. You know, it's not just I need to hear it from everybody. I need to be loved by all. I don't be smart about it.
I told you it was, I don't know, like first year I was working here and a guy emailed me and said, if you're not interested, I totally understand, but I just really think that you're a good-looking guy, and I like your personality, and I
love
to
Spanish.
Love to take you out and this and that. And I said, hey, I'm flattered, but no, thank you. You know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You guys still talk?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Well, you know, it's funny because people ask me about Tosh.
Yeah.
And I remember I was at his house watching a game, and his wife, he wasn't married yet, but his wife was there, and she's... somebody said to me, is Tosh gay? And I go, no. They go, how do you know? I said, well, he doesn't kiss like a gay guy. You know, he kisses like a real man. He grabs the back of your head, he just darts his tongue in. And she said, can I use that? I said, yeah, feel free to use it. It's not material.
He does that, though. He does it on purpose, which is very funny. But it's also very obvious that he can get such young, hot girls. Like that time he went to the campus and got all those girls' numbers and all that. That was great.
Yeah, and they were like, anything.
Anything. Yeah, anything you want.
Whatever you want, whatever time, just call.
What makes a guy like that get married? That's your fault. Why can't you should have been a better friend and talked him out of that?
No, I was happy for him that he met somebody that he would actually invest in, and because he was so flighty and... It wasn't good for him to be single, especially like you say, he could get so many girls.
Yeah,
it was just
that's horrible. It sounds terrible.
Yeah, but I mean, it really complicates your life when you can just pretty much get anybody.
I don't know. I wouldn't know. And it sounds like it would be a great life to me.
Spanish?
Yeah, I don't know either.
Spanish gets the most ass of anybody that I know.
Yeah,
the most.
Not anymore.
Or not easily. We've got a
men or women
girlfriend now. All hot ladies. Like if we bring hot girls.
No.
He had the opportunity to.
I don't know.
You were naked in
she
bed with her.
She was naked in my bed. I wasn't naked with her, but she
was naked with you.
Yeah.
How'd she look?
She's good.
Yeah, she looks good.
Years ago, so.
Doing better before.
Kidding.
Is that a little dig?
Yeah, it was. She gets me all the
you
time.
You didn't.
No, I
you
was
were
like,
fat
crap.
And doughy,
yeah,
yeah. And then she was.
And she was. She's
hotter.
Still. Yeah. She's. Yeah. And it was one of those where she got completely naked, and I felt like I had to turn around while she did, just because we worked together. And
why were you in bed together?
Because we hung out. I lived in Tampa at the time, and she was new here.
They're out drunk.
Yeah, we were out wasted.
Oh.
And then she came back, and we hung out. And then the next morning, we woke up and took vodka shots and with maple syrup and then came to work.
Also, Carmen is an ugly crier, and she cried at one point. Right, Carmen?
Yeah.
That's why you guys didn't do it?
Not a cute crier.
No. You weren't interested, though, Carmen, right? There was no way.
She totally was.
No, she wasn't.
She cuddled naked.
Yeah, she doesn't get naked in front of guys she's not interested in. As far as I know. I mean,
she...
I don't know. I just kind of like to get naked and run around, to be honest with you.
We do a cruise every year.
Mm-hmm. And I end up naked every year.
Not last year. Dude, the cruise is like the time for her to be the worst human being alive. And I'm sleeping in my bed. My wife is there. My best friend are there. And they're ordering breakfast in the other room in the cabin. And this one comes running in my bed naked and just wearing a T-shirt. Where are you wearing?
Spanish?
Yeah, it was great.
And I'm laying in bed inches away from her while she's naked, and I'm like, I could feel heat from her body. I'm like, this is not having the same effect on me that it had on Spanish.
Yeah. It was like 9 o'clock in the morning. I already had like downed a half a bottle of wine.
Yeah, she was smashed.
Oh, awesome.
I love cruises.
Mm-hmm. We should go on more cruises.
Yeah, we should.
Just me and you.
Yeah.
I was the only one with the Impractical Jokers.
Oh yeah, you went on that. Yeah. How was that?
Fun. Those guys are great.
But how is that when you're not working?
I was working.
How is it like when you're not working, like your downtime on the cruise?
I was okay because there are enough people to hang with.
Yeah, but then
I wouldn't want to be on a cruise alone with no friends and just, you know, coming out of your cubicle and
dancing for
an hour.
Yeah, no. No, like I tell everybody, if you're going to go on a cruise and it's just you and your girlfriend, that after the third day, you're like, so... Good to see you. It's just the two of you. It's boring. But if you go with a bunch of people, it's great.
Yeah.
But I'm saying as a celebrity on one of those cruises, is that people are always like, oh, does everybody bother you on the cruise? No, we only have like 300-400 people, and we know most of them after the first couple of days, so we're happy to be out there partying with them.
Yeah.
But I imagine you're like, all right, I'm going to my room to hide. Like Kiss, when Kiss goes on one of those cruises, they don't want to leave their room.
Yeah, it wasn't overboard for me.
No.
They were like the Beatles to their fans.
Right, right.
So it was easy because I was the second tier of fame.
Right.
So it was enough, but not, you know, enough to make me feel good, but not enough to annoy me.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect for you. Dom Irrera is here. Dom is a great comedian, been doing it forever, and he's going to be at Side Splitters Friday and Saturday night. And then you could join him at Bobby Jewell's house on Sunday where they're watching the
Yes, everybody's invited.
Yeah, everybody's invited. Who wins the whole Super Bowl? Make your prediction now.
New England.
New England, huh?
Unless there's an injury, you know, especially to Brady.
He's known to choke in the end, though, sometimes.
He's either
comeback Tom or choke Tom.
I couldn't believe, you know, I was just looking at that Seattle game again and how why he threw that 2-yard pass into all that traffic.
Yeah.
That was really fortunate, but they've lost some that were, you know, they had bad luck or bad calls. I got to tell you, that call, what was it, against the Chiefs with the 2-point conversion?
Yeah.
That was a bad call.
Listen.
With Harrison with the falling down, all of a sudden one of the strongest, most balanced guys in the world falls down when somebody touches his head, you know.
Well, that's the whole thing. You got to get dramatic with it if you want to draw that penalty.
Yeah, that was a bad call.
I think I find myself rooting for your Steelers.
Good.
After watching their early playoff performance, I think that they are the team to beat.
Because I believe...
Is it 6 points?
What's that?
The spread? I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Four and a half. That's good for them.
Yeah. I believe the Patriots have 6 Super Bowls as well.
Somebody's got a gambling problem in this room.
So, whichever team, if they get
in. Oh, breaking
a tie. Yeah, yeah.
That's funny, though. The Steelers have gotten it over the last 40 years, and Patriots got them all with Tom Brady. Pretty much.
Most of them.
I just hate Goodell so much.
I couldn't care less, but everybody hates him. Everybody, I mean,
he's such a smug
players
arrogant.
Complain about him. Fans complain about him.
He's an M and an F and a C and an N.
And a faggot and a N. listen, it's always great to see you.
Thanks.
Thank you for getting up early.
Appreciate you having me on.
See Dom Irrera at Sidesplitters, sidesplitterscomedy.com or 960-1197. We will take a quick break. It's the Mike Calta Show.